Yeah. 4:46.
We can go around, so you don't have to move.
Just so y'all know, I'm already embarrassing you if you get here to sing. I'm gonna leave y'all the same way if I see somebody's not singing.
In the dark, dear Lord, I will cry, unless thou art standing by. So much darkness in this land, Savior, hold me by thy hand. When the fear that beautiful.
I'm here.
Where we never more roam, we shall be. Come and welcome, God's free band.
first two, and the last was the elder blind and blind.
First two.
Jesus, thou art a sinner's friend. As such, I look to thee. Now in the fullness of thy love, O Lord, remember me.
Help all flee.
And when I close my eyes in death, and creature helps all flee.
Then, O my great Redeemer God, I pray, remember me.
Then, O my great
What is it? 154? Okay.
You'll come up here and have a sing it.
459.
The same one.
153. 459.
I have a lot of friends so true and kind. I count them more and more each day. But one above them all I always find. So close to my soul does stay. I'm of sore distress. me glad and free. Amen.
day.
It is a very, very special day. In that this is the day the Lord has made. It happens to also be our day of communion. A day of fellowship, a day that we can come and express thanksgiving for all the blessings God has given us. A day when we can fellowship, and I see several churches that's represented here that we appreciate their coming. Some come from a long ways off, several from down below the mountains. We certainly appreciate it. We need the fellowship of all of our sisters in Christ, and we appreciate the effort that you went to come. And, it being a special day, we came to glorify God's name, and we thank you for coming on our communion. There's several that's unable to be here because of work or because of sickness, and we certainly miss them. We want to remember them in our prayers. Some are still in the hospital. I understand that with the broken bones, and that we hope the Lord to be with them. I made a comment last fourth Sunday, and I want to give credit to you. I asked you all to pray for my daughter because she got some bad news from the doctor, and when she went back to the doctor after Sunday, much, much better outlook. Everything looked good. I believe the doctor was a good doctor. I believe we caught everything in time, but I believe the Lord answered our prayer. And I believe, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but let's render unto God what's God's. I want to make one comment, and I don't want to get too blinked here, but I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and I hadn't talked to him, and I was relaying some bad information that I got from a mutual friend that had gotten some bad news, and I was telling him about it. He was really distressed with it, and he says, there is nothing good that you hear these days. Everything you hear on the news is bad. Everything you hear from your friends is bad. It's why can't we hear some good news? And I said, maybe we just not appreciate it. And I said, did you thank God for giving you another night? Did you give him praise that you had a good morning this morning? And we have a lot of good news and a lot of things to be thankful for, but sometimes we allow the bad news and the TVs and everything to overshadow God's gifts to us. And that's what I want to do this morning, is to tell you to put away all the bad stuff and come this morning rejoicing in what God has done for you. Praise his wonderful name. Ask him to be with us in this service, and that we would have a glorifying day to his name. Is there anybody out there forgotten to mention? Sister Kat, Brother Raymond, is unable to be with us. Got a call from Sister Belton yesterday evening, said they had to put her daughter David back in the hospital. She's got some fluid collecting, and it's kind of a touchy situation. He usually comes over after lunch, we all four to take communion with us, and she was calling to say that they probably wouldn't be able to, they had to go back to the hospital. But we certainly want to remember them in our prayers. Anybody else?
Sister Nancy Mosley was informed that she had colon cancer, and so far as we know, she'll be in operation this coming week, and I'm sure she'll appreciate interest in our prayers.
Sister Moses, very faithful to come to Monticello, and I had heard that and forgotten that she was diagnosed with colon cancer, so certainly remember her. Sister Willardine Hester, a member of Law 4, we want to remember her and her grandson was injured in an accident. He's in the hospital. Oh, no, he's not home.
He comes from us, sir. Yeah. Certainly, many that we need to remember in prayers, and we thank God that we serve a God that knows what we need before we even ask. So, against his protest, I'd like to ask Brother Dan if he can come and introduce in his own way and manner. But we certainly appreciate these brothers coming to be with us. Brother James Flippin from your church, and Brother Lewis Bass from New Fellowship Church. Yes. Rachel Wade, Stuart, member her.
Let's sing number five. Thank you.